Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's getting hot outside, so are we going to be able to keep the power on throughout the summer? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Afternoon All Local, and I'm Austin York. Once again, electric grid reliability is a hot topic as the temperature begins to rise.
Calling this a pivotal time for the electric grid and the energy market in Texas, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas CEO Pablo Vegas rolled out a new notification system designed to keep Texans aware of current grid conditions.
There were some very low probability scenarios where during very high peak demand periods and very low available renewable resource periods that there could be a shortage of dispatchable generation.
Last year, Texas set 11 peak demand records. Vegas says they don't expect many conservation notices this summer. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Stores at Allen Premium Outlets started opening today for the first time since the mass shooting on May 6th. KRLD's Alan Skaya was there. Talked to some shoppers.
Some who came to shop here say they're still getting used to this being the site of a mass shooting, but they also say they will not avoid this mall.
I feel like a chill, like my body just felt like strange. Like we just kept on driving around. It doesn't feel the same anymore.
I'm so glad it's back open and things are back to normal. Hopefully. It's not bothering me. I mean, can't live in fear.
Not every store opened today. Each one is deciding on its own how to reopen. A church nearby has been going into stores with therapy dogs to try to bring a sense of comfort. Allen Premium Outlets Private Security and Allen Police have been more visible, too. At Allen Premium Outlets, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Today is the first official day of scooters returning to Dallas. The city had a soft opening last week, and Councilman Omar Narvaez says this time around, residents and business owners seem to be a bit more receptive to the scooters.
The first time that we had scooters around, we had very little to no regulations whatsoever, and a lot of the technology didn't exist, like geofencing.
That technology keeps the scooters from operating in certain places like on sidewalks and in parks. The scooter program was dropped 2 years ago due to safety concerns. Now three companies with a fleet of 500 scooters each will be allowed to operate in the city. Speeding in Tarrant County is a deadly problem. It's only getting worse. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein is in Fort Worth to explain what police are doing about it.
Police departments in Fort Worth, Arlington, White Settlement, and elsewhere are joining forces today for a joint traffic enforcement detail. Arlington Sergeant Courtney White says officers are stationed at various points along I-30.
We already had 19 fatalities this year, and 8 of them occurred on the highway, which is why we're on the highway doing this traffic detail now.
Fort Worth Sergeant Jason Mendoza is running LIDAR on the Oakland Boulevard Bridge.
Lane number 1, silver Ram pickup, 81354.
And officers are in position to pull that driver over and issue a ticket.
I have about 12 officers on the ramp behind me that are ready to respond and make contact the vehicles that we identify that are either speeding or driving hazardously.
Police pulled over so many drivers that at one point they actually ran out of officers. In Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
She's the talk of the town in Mansfield. KRLD's John Little talked to a crossing guard who's being celebrated for her decades of service.
When Sherry Manning started serving as a crossing guard in Mansfield 30 years ago, she could have never imagined she'd love it so much.
Oh my gosh, I love it because most all of them know my name. I mean, they know Miss Sherry. They wave to me every day as they drive by, kids that I've, and parents that I've crossed their kids before. It's a sweet community.
And that means she knows everybody.
I mean, I've crossed so many sibling sets. That's the ones I hold the dearest to my heart. I get to know their parents. I've seen some of the kids before they're going to school with their sibling in a buggy. So anyway, now I've seen some of them graduate.
Sherry hung up the safety vest last week.
I just hope that the next crossing guard can love your children as much as I loved them.
From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the Cowboys were back at it at the start today for OTAs. One of the biggest moves during the offseason was the addition of cornerback Stephon Gilmore, who will line up across from Trayvon Diggs. He says he's been impressed by what he's seen so far in practice.
I'm excited. Dan Quinn, a great coach. They had a great defense last year, and I'm just trying to, you know, bring my athletic ability on the team and make plays for the defense because it was already good. So just trying to, you know, make them better.
Cowboys are also implementing a new offense this offseason, which will feature Coach Mike McCarthy as the play caller. Team's going to hold two more practices this week. With your afternoon all local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.